Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desire to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call
Good morning. Good morning. Today it is April the 20th, 2020. This is Josie, Josie's Inspiration. And my topic today, A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care, is going to be on the health concern for the letter R, respiratory illness. But before I do, I just wanted to share my scripture for today, which is Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And we might be thinking, you know, I'm listening to purpose, and I'm hearing the words, knowing that my purpose is to praise God and all things, even through this corona COVID-19, to praise him because he understands what his people are going through. And I'm grateful to be present. I'm grateful to be healthy. I'm so grateful just to have another opportunity to come and share today. But I don't take it very lightly that there is so much going on. And as I shared last show about pneumonia and the concern for cancer patients around pneumonia and COVID-19, today's message really is a continuation because it's about the respiratory function of our body, which is everything. It's our breath of life, our breathing, our sustenance, because without breath, we can't function and we can't live. And we know that most of the corona patients that are hospitalized are having breathing issues, concern for their respiratory issues. And yesterday, I was talking with someone who had someone who passed. Sometimes, the doctors don't get it all. They don't get it right that they can't fix everybody. And I know it's really hard for them and for our caregivers right now, because they're giving their best, they're doing their best with what they have, and to take care of people who have a disease that no one's ever seen before. So let's breathe. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the breath that is in my body. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. But I know through all things, you have a purpose for my life, and that purpose, as it's being fulfilled right now, to bring a message of support and inspiration to those who are listening. I praise your name, dear Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Okay, let me get myself together here now. Okay, so respiratory concerns. Oh, wow. This is such a heavy topic, and as I said, it's a continuation from last week or the last show where I talked about respiratory concerns or I talked about pneumonia. But as I talk about respiratory diseases, you know, I really want to talk a little bit about how we take our breathing for granted when our lungs are healthy, easily enter our chest cavity as we inhale, taking in vital oxygen for the blood to deliver throughout your body. And with each exhalation, our lungs deflate and release carbon dioxide, a respiratory waste product. So our shortness of breath, or when we are challenged with breathing, sometimes called dyspnea, it's a feeling of extreme tightness in the chest, difficulty in breathing. And sometimes it's an air hunger, that's how it's referred to, and that's a hallmark of respiratory disease. The lower respiratory system includes the windpipe or trachea, which separates into a pair of bronchial tubes that lead down either lung. And within the lungs, the bronchial tubes divide into multiple smaller branches called bronchioles. And stemming from these narrowing branches are small air sacs called alveoli. and tiny blood vessels called capillaries surround it. And these capillaries let oxygen and carbon dioxide pass back and forth between the lungs and the bloodstream. And when that can't happen, there are lots of things that the body can experience. There can be chronic lung disease, which could be obstructive or restrictive, and people with weakened lungs or immune systems are much more vulnerable to infections and respiratory conditions as those who are going through cancer treatment. There can be obstructive conditions, chronic obstruction, obstructive pulmonary disease, or some people have COPD, which makes airways and air sacs less elastic and inflames the airway walls and clogs the lungs. There can also be deficiencies that are genetic conditions that put people at risk for lung conditions, asthma, bronchitis, cystic fibrosis, pulmonary fibrosis, sarcoidosis, lung cancer, pneumonia, tuberculosis, and on and on and on, and add to that COVID-19 or the coronavirus. So all of that can really cause you stress, especially when you can't breathe. You know, so some of the symptoms that people start to experience can be shortness of breath with activity, persistent cough, wet cough. In the case of COPD, cystic fibrosis, and asthma, there's that wet cough with mucus. Then there's dry, non-productive cough. In the case of pulmonary fibrosis, there's chest tightness, wheezing, rapid, shallow breathing, hoarseness, recurring respiratory infections, and fatigue. All of these things are respiratory conditions that you can experience whether you have cancer or not, whether you have COVID or not. But for a cancer patient or someone who is going through cancer treatment, these respiratory issues can be overwhelmingly challenging and can have major side effects. So my goal today, as I talk about the essential oils that can benefit, is to remind you that I, Josephine Corrine Crawford Hopkins, am not a doctor. I'm a three-time cancer victor, brain tumor survivor, however you want to call it. I am an essential oil fanatic. I love my oils. My oils tend to be the first thing that I go to when I'm experiencing something. And as I've been thinking about COVID-19 and thinking about my own health, you know, in December I had something going on and they thought it was pneumonia. In early March, I was having breathing challenges. Didn't have that concept right immediately about COVID, thank God, because I probably would have been freaking out because in addition to the breathing challenges, you know, my chest felt so heavy, and some of the things that I hear COVID patients going through remind me of what my experience was. So I spent a week in bed treating myself with lots of liquids, lots of fluids, was having challenges digesting and eating and breathing, but I was using my oils and using my longevity supplements. And when I finally went for treatment to the emergency room, a week into my condition, I was good. But for now, what are the oils that I use when I'm having respiratory concerns? Last show, I talked about lemon oil. I talked about tea tree. I talked about a blend called Breath of Life and Y23. And those are my go-to oils. But there's some other oils as well that I really look to. So right now, I'm going to talk to you first about eucalyptus radiata, which is known as a gentle and powerful respiratory oil. We hear about eucalyptus all the time, and we hear about eucalyptus radiata, eucalyptus citriodora for the ants and the mosquitoes, eucalyptus globulus, which is another powerful oil for respiratory and for breathing. But eucalyptus radiata is very good because it's gentle. And it can be used with children as well as for adults. And so it is an excellent choice for respiratory issues. It's a non-toxic, non-irritating oil. It can also be very beneficial when diffusing in a sick room by putting the diffuser across the room and letting it diffuse into the air so that it can benefit the lungs but not overwhelm them. So it is a complementary oil to tea tree when used in a sick room. You can use it with a carrier oil like a jojoba oil or a grapeseed oil. I like my apricot oils to massage the chest area, to massage muscles and joints. It's also very anti-inflammatory, which means it reduces inflammation, which can affect the lungs and the respiratory. It's antimicrobial, antiseptic, decongestant, reducing nasal mucus. It's an expectorant, which means it promotes the discharge of mucus or phlegm from the chest and the lungs. And so eucalyptus radiata oil that can help reduce fevers and also alleviate chronic fatigue and immune deficiencies. Then I want to talk to you about spearmint. Last time I talked about peppermint, I think, when I talked about the breath of life, because peppermint is a great oil as well. But spearmint is a great oil, and it's better for use with children than using the peppermint. Peppermint is a stronger oil. So spearmint, especially if you're working with children or if you're working with someone who has a compromised immune system, then it can be a beneficial oil as well. It is good for some of the same things, decongesting, helping to reduce nasal mucus production, and it can also be very good as a mild respiratory oil, massaging on the chest or the bottom of the feet. Now, when I talk about putting the oils on, sometimes I talk about putting it on the chest, but never put oils directly on your skin, your chest, or any area without adding it to a carrier oil, as I talked about the apricot oil or some of the other carrier oils. And that's very important because the oils actually work better when they're with a carrier oil. Now, some of the blends that Youngevity has, and as I'm talking about the oils, these are all oils that are carried by the company that I represent, which is Youngevity International. And people ask me sometimes, well, you don't talk about your website. So my website is Josie, Josie Hokins.Youngevity, Youngevity.com, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. And so that's my website, and that's how you can reach me and how you can find out about the oils and learn more about how supplements and having good nutrition can make a difference to our bodies. Now, the next oil that I'm going to talk about, now, this is an oil that I have not personally used, but as I was looking up the oils this morning, oregano. But I definitely have oregano seasoning in my house. But oregano, we think about it in culinary dishes. We think about it with our spaghetti and our tomato sauces and things like that. But oregano is also an antibacterial oil. It is a strong oil, so you have to be very careful with it because it can irritate the skin. That's probably why I don't use a lot of it. But it's also an oil that I want you to understand that is very beneficial for the immune system. When you use it to as a preventative measure, it can help support the overall body. It can support antibacterial measures to aid in keeping healthy. And it can also help the body in so many other ways as an anti-infective, helping the body to strengthen its own resistance to infective organisms or rid the body of illness. It can also benefit the oil as an antiviral, inhibiting and destroying viruses. So this is what I'm going to say about the oregano because I don't have it. I have not used it. So I don't want to talk too much about things that I have not used, but I did want to share that. Now, some of the other blends that I have used that I'm very excited to share about Organ Master. And when I got this Organ Master, I thought, that's an interesting oil. But then I started to think about the organs. What are the organs in the body that Organ Master can benefit? Well, we have lots of organs, and our lungs are crucial, as I'm talking about the respiratory system. But what the Organ Master has as a blend, it can help support the overall organ support and help with organ regeneration. And it helps to also benefit the respiratory system for issues such as asthma and bronchitis. It has in it sweet basil, which is great for a lot of things, for lung congestion, travel sickness, digestive issues, geranium, which can help in the healing and scar prevention and removal of scars, but it's an herb scent that can also help with being as an antidepressant. And definitely right now, as we were thinking about all of what's happening, it can be a very depressing time. It has in it white grapefruit, which is great for fatigue and purifying and decongesting. It has lemon, which we talked about last week, which is a purifier, a disinfectant, helps with breathing and mental clarity. It has sweet marjoram, which I love to diffuse because sweet marjoram helps stop those in your home who snore. So I like to diffuse a little bit of sweet marjoram and some bath salts and put it beside the bed for people who might be snoring in my household, no names being called. But sweet marjoram is also great for mood enhancement. Has nutmeg, which we know is a spice, but nutmeg is also a great anti-inflammatory, anti-parasitic and antiseptic. Peppermint, we've talked about the benefits of peppermint. Rosemary, which I love because it helps with coughs and bronchitis, asthma and sinusitis, and it also has spearmint, which we just talked about a moment ago. And then last time when I talked about Y23 and some of the other oils, which I love, like First Defense is my real favorite go-to, but there is one called To Be Well, which is specifically designed to support the immune system and to kill bacteria and viruses. And it's a great blend, again, for children. I use To Be Well with my grandchildren. For myself, I use First Defense. But the benefits of To Be Well, which has the oils lemon, ravensara, tea tree, and thyme linalool. To Be Well is a great oil that is highly effective if an illness has already set in. So it has those antiviral and antibacterial oils that can target all sorts of bacterial, viral, or respiratory illnesses, and it helps with spasmodic cough, congestion, sore throat, fever, and fatigue. It is perfect for the body's immunitory system. And as I said, it also has in it the eucalyptus radiata, which we talked about a little bit ago. It has lemon, which we talked about last week, ravensara, which I talked about a little bit. Did I talk about ravensara? No, I didn't talk about ravensara. Let me flip back and go to my ravensara, because I love ravensara. I can't believe I didn't talk about it. But ravensara is a great oil. It's a great tonic for the nervous system, but it's also effective as an antiviral, antibacterial. So it's very good for the respiratory system. These are all oils that I use and I love. And the reason why I really love ravensara is because when I put it on the bottom of my feet, and in reflexology, you think about your feet and your hands as being areas that correspond to different parts of the body. And so I always encourage people that when you're using an oil, put it on the bottom of your feet. Start at the big toe, which corresponds to the head or the brain. Come down the side of the inside arch of the foot, which corresponds to the spine and those areas that can transport the oils throughout your body. So that wherever it needs to be, it can get there. And so putting the oils on the bottom of the feet, the reflexology, helps the body. It helps get it into those areas where it's really needed. Ravensara is that oil that is antibacterial, making it very good for the respiratory system. And so it's great for combating flus, colds, pneumonia, It can reduce fever, increase oxygen absorption, and is safe for anyone from the newborn to the elderly. And it's also referred to as the oil that heals. So that is Ravensara oil. And Ravensara, as I was sharing a moment ago, is in our To Be Well. I'm sure it's in our Y23 and my First Defense, because all of those are some of my go-to oils. So during this time of coronavirus, the first important things are that you stay sheltered. You know, we talk about safe distancing. The safest distance to be from someone is to be in your home if you can. If you are someone who has to go out, who has the job that you have to go to, and not everyone can be sheltered at home, not everyone can social distance. In minority communities, social distancing is a big challenge. People have to ride buses, people who have to work in restaurants, people who have to work in stores. So you can minimize the effect of the coronavirus spreading by exercising caution. And if you can stay home, stay home. If you've got to go to the store, there's some great pickup options. I like to place my grocery order online. Then I pull up in a designated spot where I pop open my trunk. They put the groceries in, and I never have to see anybody or talk to anybody. I don't have to go up and down the aisles. Yesterday, while my husband and I were out, we were going to go out walking, and we did one of those quick stops in the grocery store. And I was freaking out because I had my mask, and I wanted to put my mask on. I did. I had my alcohol sanitizer for my hands. But as I was in the store, I saw so many people just walking around casually talking, and you know, and I was thinking, this is not okay. What don't they get about social distancing? So I reminded my husband how important it is for us to make a list when we have to go out, and not just to go out impulsively, and to think ahead and to plan ahead, because we don't want to be a carrier. We don't want to be a recipient of any coronavirus. So protect those you love by staying safe. Wash your hands with soap and water. Carry your alcohol sanitizers on you if you must go out. Wear your face mask. Wash them. If you've got a fabric one, I just washed mine last night. I'm grateful to a friend who made some with the filter, the HEPA filters. So I'm replacing the HEPA filters in mine, and I'm washing my face mask. But importantly, be safe. I pray that we will see a quick turnaround, a safe turnaround in our communities, and that people will be able to get back to what's our new normal, where we are consciously not touching people and not being haphazard about our own health. Be blessed, take care, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-312-742-1858. Again, that's 1-312-742-1858.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever it is that you're listening to my voice. I want to thank you for joining me on Revelivia Speaks through the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. This is a strange time. I want to tell you that these strange and trying times that we're facing, and we're facing this unknown virus, it seems like it's taking over. We hear all manner of things as to where and how it started and how to keep from getting it. Some are so way out there, but I gotta tell you, when people are in the grip of fear, they'll try anything and everything. And if you're feeling stressed and depressed and out of it, I want to let you know that you are not alone. We have a new normal now. This pandemic has brought about a change in the mindset of everyone. Or should I say enhance what was already there. Think about it. If you were of the mindset that this too shall pass, and you're prayerful, and you're doing all you can do to protect yourself and those around you, then most likely you went about your regular shopping, not hoarding. If you were in fear of shutdown and not being able to get anything you needed, and you were just in that state of fear consciousness, then most likely you tried to overstock. But the truth is, this is bad. We do need to stay in and stay away from crowded places and be more intentional in our hygiene. The shame is that it took something like this for us to realize what's important. We take many things for granted, not the least of which is our quiet time. Before this virus, let's think about it. How much time did you spend in communion with God? Be truthful. Now, I don't mean a quick prayer before meals or before you decided to go to bed. I mean intentional, well thought out, planned time. Well, has he gotten your attention? The Bible tells us that God will get his glory. And if we, his creations, don't praise him, he can cause the rocks to cry out. And if you think back to, let's say, 4 months prior, this is what's been happening. We've had more volcano eruptions, floods, tornadoes, storms than I can ever remember. And it's a shame to think that it took these kinds of disasters to prepare the hearts of man and soften them. I've seen more acts of kindness in the past 3 months than I can remember seeing in my lifetime. But unfortunately, I've also seen the other side. And both of these actions, it comes from what's in the heart. It is said that out of the depth of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what is stored there comes out in times of pressure and trial, whether it be self-preservation or hoarding and sharing. To me, what it says to us is that what you've been used to thinking is what you store in your minds is reality. And we operate from thought. And if we want to change the way we view this time, we need to change our patterns of thinking. I know people that they call the end timers. These are the people who are saying we're living in the last days, and truly, we may be. But if you study biblical history and timeline, and this is the part that's really scary to me, we're not even midway. What if this is the final awakening call, the end of life and normalcy as we know it, unless we make a change? In Luke 12:15, God tells us to be careful of greed and covetousness. That means, contrary to popular belief, he who dies with the most toys does not win. Rather, he who is willing to make sure that all around him also have what they need, that's the one who succeeds. What good does it do to have everything you need for health and sanitation and not share? The person in your community that's closest to you had nothing with which to protect himself because you hoarded it all. And then he gets sick. Can he not infect you and others around you? We need to examine how we feel about the stewardship we've been charged with, the taking care of the world around us, because we are not alone. The Creator designed everything to be interconnected. Man himself is a triune being, mind, body, spirit. The spirit in man is a reflection of the divine. However, since we were also given free will, it is possible to taint that spirit of the divine with what we allow to enter into our minds, and that reflects in the outer body. Positive in, positive out. Likewise, trash in, trash out. And depending on how much of either you concentrate on, what you manifest, that's where it comes from. And it is with the intention with which you concentrate as to how you quickly become your reality. There have been groups that I've been invited to participate in with global meditations for healing of the world, not just for this pandemic, but for every ill. And as many as I can, I join. Because Jesus stated, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I am that presence of peace, healing, love, joy, health, abundance of all good of God. Now, if you don't have a group to join, don't worry. You are still not alone, because whenever and wherever you sit and align yourself with the divine, allowing yourself to be engulfed with feelings of love and truth, that's the God essence, the whole host of heaven comes to your aid. I do it all the time in my meditations. The first time was a little strange, I think because I was still very new to it and still very aware that I wasn't sure of what I should be feeling. And because I was still aware of my physical state, I didn't feel anything. But I didn't give up. Then one night, out on my deck, I made the connection, that mind-body-spirit connection. And if you're where you can be able to participate, I would love to share this with you. And I call this my star meditation. So are you ready? Let's take a deep breath. Exhale. One more time. Take a deep breath and exhale. Now let's just sit back. Put yourself in your most comfortable place. and realize something. Realize that this particular time when you do this and you breathe, everything is changing. So come with me on this little journey. It's evening, you finished your dinner, and your family is off doing whatever it is that they do after dinner. And it's your job this time to clean the kitchen and to take out the trash. And as you do, you look around, you feel the breeze, and you look up into the night sky. And it's lit up with stars, the most beautiful stars you've ever seen. So you pause and make yourself aware of each one of these stars. But there's this one star just so bright. And it seems to be getting brighter. And it seems to be coming closer. Until you realize something. This bright light, this divine being, whose brightness is so vivid, but it doesn't hurt the eye, is standing directly in front of you, beckoning you to come closer. And as you do, and as you are enveloped in the warmth of this light, all of your cares melt away. Everything that's around you melts away until it's only you and this particular light. And you realize that it came just for you. You and this light are one. You and this light have everything in common, and everything that you really never understood is clear to you now. You've never been this loved. You've never felt this kind of warmth. You've never felt this kind of protection, and you realize whose arms you are in. You see, the divine is here to protect you. And this was just God's way of letting you know, I am as close to you as a breath. You stand there and you enjoy this feeling. It's almost overwhelming, the amount of love that you feel. You never want to leave this. You never want to be separate from this. And in truth, you can't be. But you have to allow. You have to let yourself feel this. So you tarry there with this light just a few more seconds. And as you do, this essence, this God-likeness within this light tells you not to worry, because you will never be apart and you will never, ever be alone. And time is ticking, but you're not aware of this time. It's standing still almost. Because you are there where you belong. And as this light starts to back away and take its place back into the heavens where you first recognized it, you know that this wasn't an accident. This light didn't come from the heavens. It was drawn to you. You see, you are the essence of God. You are the way the stars look back at themselves. You are that brightness. Your true God essence, Christ nature, is what you just experienced. And you never have to be without it. So it's time now for you to come back into reality. But before you go back into your house, you turn, look over your shoulder at the star who has now taken his place back beside his brothers. And it twinkles his goodnight to you. And you smile and nod because you know that you are one with this spirit and you are one with this light. And you realize that you can never, ever be alone. Now, did you enjoy that one? I'm glad. Now, if the feeling of love was overwhelming, then it's a sign that you need more of it. The more you can freely open yourself up to the healing energy that the God essence provides, when you finally are comfortable with acknowledging that this is where you belong, this is who you were created to be, that's when your true nature explodes. You start to walk a little taller. your whole being is constantly evolving as you become more and more free. That's what comes when you feel at ease in your own skin. The knowledge that when you step out of your comfort zone, you have a spiritual cheering squad. The whole of heaven is excited to welcome you back into the flow. You know that you're more than enough, smart enough, strong enough, equipped enough with whatever it takes to manifest your desire. All of this and more is yours for the taking. It's freely given. But we have not because we ask not. That is my prayer that during this time of staying in, that it's given you pause to reflect on the importance of having a strong connection with the divine, and that you keep that connection with all of this when it's over. And it did come to pass, but it is also a mighty teacher. Let's learn the lesson well so that we never have to take this test again. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is within. And when you take the time to pause and go within and remember that God, even though he gave you free will, is actually rooting for you, waiting for you to draw to him closer and accept your blessings freely. That's when, as the Bible states, you have the peace that passes all understanding. That is when we can begin to put ego behind us. And ego, E-G-O, itself, stands for edging God out. And begin to be good stewards of the people who you have been charged with helping in the development of their souls, the elevation of the ever-expanding consciousness. When we come through this trial, let's make sure that we do so stronger mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, more fully integrated with our true God nature. Let's make this our Passover time, when we pass over from fear, doubt, negativity of all kinds, and learn to live from our God essence. Let's not waste this chance to give thanks for the people that are in our lives, not to mention what you've been blessed with materially. Yes, the way in is truly the way out, because the way in is faith. Faith in the love and promises of God. And with faith, you can walk through the valley and come out in splendor. People around you won't understand because you've been through the same trial at the same time, but you seem to have weathered the storm and not look like what you've been through. And this is the power of joining with God. This is the power of knowing who you are. This is the power of connecting with your Christ itself, the self that God made you to be. We are his image and likeness. We glow. We are because he is. And he rose during this time, this season, this Eastertide, physically, so that we raise in consciousness. So let this conscious part of you rise up and overpower any fear, any negativity, anything that you don't like about this time. And yes, be prayerful for those around. People have lost relatives. People have lost income. No doubt there will be a whole lot more fallout behind this. But when you cover yourself with the love of God, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's just like when the Hebrew families covered their doorposts in lamb's blood. All of the trials will pass over, and everything will become clear to you. The things that we don't understand, the things that we don't acknowledge that we do understand, everything has to come to bear. Everything comes so that we can grow. I remember hearing when I was a child that my grandmother would say, okay, a hard head makes a soft behind. Now, for her, that meant, if you don't behave me, you're going to get a spanking. If you don't mind what I say, you're going to get the consequences of your action. And for sure, we do. So let's keep in mind that when God tells us and we listen and we can discern that it's his voice, let's make sure that we understand. Let's make sure that we do. Let's make sure that we support others in their being and that we raise our consciousness to the point that we operate from it. And when we're operating from enlivened consciousness, we're operating from the God essence of us in which we were made. He put his breath in us, people. Let's make sure that we breathe that breath of life from every pore in our body until it engulfs everybody within the world. Everything that we need to know, the spirit of us already knows. So let's just connect and be one with that spirit so that we can grow and overcome all of this. Relax, release, relate. This is Reverend Lydia saying be blessed, and let's remember, realign with that which we truly were made to be. See you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.